And we know it's Thursday because our good friend Jenny Vaughn is joining us. She's a chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in here on Thursday morning. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We're good. Keith and I are trying to figure out how to get into some of this Bitcoin. Have you seen this thing? Now it's at 15,000. It was at 12,000 on Monday. It's 15,000 a day.
Isn't it like Monopoly money?
I don't know.
It's what people ask for. I want my money in Bitcoin or I won't give you your dog back. That's the hostage and stuff.
Well, I have no idea. All I know is it's yesterday when we were talking was at $13,000. Now it's at $15,000. So I figure if we jump in now, it'll stop.
Yeah, right.
We'll put an end
right.
to this.
Exactly.
Let's throw the brakes on here and see what's going on. Well, I know you're not giving away any Bitcoin there at Ivy Tech, which
nope.
is fine. You're passing out education, which could be more valuable and lasts a little bit longer, mm-hmm. but who knows? How are things there on the west side?
Everything is fantastic. In fact, right now, yesterday, and then today again, we are hosting our state trustees, the trustees across the entire state, and all of my colleagues, chancellor colleagues from across the state, and senior leadership at our systems office. And so there's quite a few people here in Bloomington. So we had meetings all day yesterday. Today's the formal state trustee board meeting. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of information. They like to hold their meetings at, the various campus sites so they get a chance to, see a different campus and also meet our students. So today at the lunch time, I have four different students telling their story about why they chose Ivy Tech and, some things that they encountered while, studying on our campus and things like that. So they'll be here today till about 3, and then I'll make sure they leave and head north or south on 37 and then we'll all breathe a little bit deeper.
How did they all agree to come here with 37 being in such wonderful shape? Did they all fly
I know.
In?
They, nobody knew. Work? We didn't tell them. We didn't tell anybody.
Jenny, is this the first state trustees meeting at Ivy Tech at Shreve?
In Shreve, yes,
okay.
Indeed.
So the first chance to show off the place.
That's right. So they haven't seen all of Shreve, and the commons area, and the beautiful entryways. And our tutor center and the library, the bookstore that are all, and even the culinary center that's
right.
all in that new space. So when I first became chancellor back in May of 2014, they did come then to Ivy Tech Bloomington. So it's like every 3 years or so a campus mm-hmm. has that opportunity to be the host. So
now, did any new directions or anything come out of yesterday's meeting?
Well, we are launching our statewide strategic plan. In fact, not really fully launching. We're getting approval from the state board, and that should happen today. So we were presented with the final version. We've all been a part of it from all different areas of the college, putting this together. I'm really excited about it. And the trustees will get the final review today and approval, and then you'll be hearing a lot more about Ivy Tech's, through 2022 strategic plan and how we can help educate, continue to get people in the workplace and all of those things. So I'm real excited about it.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who's the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. Jenny, on the next topic, you got to make a pledge to me. Mike, Mike's wife, Joanna, me, when you get to the phone number about all of this free massage stuff, kind of mess it up a little bit until we get our appointments made.
Right. So we want to make sure you guys get yours first, but really... So our massage therapy program has 50-minute massages that begin. They'll start in the new semester in January, and they're free appointments for 50-minute massages. And the training or the massages will occur, like I said, in the spring, and it'll be on Wednesdays and Fridays throughout January through May. And there's different time slots, so we start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go until early afternoon. And you do need to contact us to do that, to make an appointment. And this semester and last semester, they went very quickly, so there were
oh,
no
yeah.
slots. So if you want to make an appointment, just give us a call, and we'll get you signed up.
Now, let me point out, too, that's 5-0, not 1 5-minute appointment.
That's right.
That's an hour's massage, and I've done it
that's
once
right.
already.
How many bitcoins does that cost?
Free. It's free.
Free.
It's
Bitcoin.
Amazing.
BYOBC.
That's right.
Bring your own Bitcoin.
That's right.
Now, in addition to giving free massages, and if anyone, mm-hmm. is it the general number, 332-1559?
That's right. Uh-huh.
All right. Call that number.
Ask for the massage department.
That's right.
Now, talk
about how can I get my free massage?
You got this great program going because you took over the optometric program, and you're doing glasses, and students are going to be going out and doing that. But you got a grant, and you collected money, and you're going to be doing right. free eye exams and glasses for people in the community that need them.
Right. Now, excuse me, we are not doing free eye exams. So we're going to have somebody else doing that, a certified optician doing that. But that optician will work with our students to actually then make the glasses. So our optometric program is just that. It's teaching students how to go into the workplace, various different areas, to actually make glasses, to make the lenses for the new glasses. So we are in the middle of our Bloomington Week of Sight 2018. We're 80% funded with that new initiative that we'd like to do. And we're just looking for some additional people who might want to help us get over that 80%. We've got, you know, not much more to go. But we will be offering free, you know, again, so there will be free eye exams, but not by our students. So there right. will be free exams, and then our students will make the lenses. So that'll happen in early February, I believe. So,
now, there yeah. are people who, the picture is so heart-tugging that you had on the but a little kid. What, maybe not even a year old with glasses, looks great. Mm-hmm. And these are people that can't afford to pay for glasses, and the students are going to do that. So if somebody wants to kick in a little bit to help that glass fund, how do they do that?
Same as, you know, as signing up for that massage. Just give us a call and tell the receptionist that you want to help with the week of sight, and we'll get you to the right person to get you enrolled.
812-332-1559 is the number for all of that. Now,
that's right.
There's a thing called Service Corps of Retired Executives, SCORE,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
we've got another agreement with somebody else in the community to help people?
That's right. So we're super excited about the SCORE partnership. They are partnering with us specifically with the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship and the Small Business Development Center. So we've gone into a partnership where we're going to provide a SCORE some free space at the Cook Center. And, you know, people may not know who SCORE is. SCORE is a group of retired executives that actually help and mentor small businesses. And so what better partnership than to have SCORE and the Cook Center and the Small Business Development Center all in one place. So when a person needs some advice, some mentoring, some ideas on how to better grow their small business than to come to the Cook Center on the west side of town and get all the help that they need. So real excited about this arrangement that we have and partnership with SCORE. They're wonderful people.
One of the other partnerships that just developed is the old Cook Pharmica building was sold to Catalent, and mm-hmm. you're already cooperating with them and doing things with them. Is that true?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Not only are they're interested in continuing what Cook had done with their employees through the Achieve Your Degree, but they're also part of our they'll be on campus to interview some of our students for
That's right.
an internship program. So we'll start that in early January when classes begin. But you know, Cook Medical will be there, and Oliver Winery and Monroe County History Center looking for interns. But so will our new community members, Catalent. You know, and actually some of them, the president, Ted Green, is still is there and others. So we're excited about the continued partnership with a great company, Catalent.
Now, what does express enrollment mean? Do I drive through for express enrollment?
You know what, Keith? That's a good
you
idea.
You want fries with that?
Do you want a massage with
play
that?
Pay at glasses? The first window.
Oh, never mind. You had me at massage.
So it's a way for somebody to come in and go through all of the steps needed to get registered, to get signed up for classes. And we are doing that today all day long. If you want to drop in, you can apply. You can talk to somebody about financial aid, all of that good stuff. You can figure out what classes to take. And really, every day is an express enrollment day because we have an express enrollment center. But we're making a big splash today from 11 to 6. People can come in. But we're also open this Saturday. So this Saturday, December 9th, from 9 to 3, people can come on over to the west side right on campus and do everything they need to do to get ready. And classes start September I'm sorry, September, January 16th. So if they come in and meet with our staff, we'll get them taken care of. And we just want to remind everybody that we have classes in Bedford, Martinsville, and French Lick. And, you know, if you live here, maybe you live there and you work here in Bloomington, you can get all that done and then head back home. So.
Don't want to scare anyone with express enrollment. If somebody wants to come in and enroll, what do they need to bring in? It doesn't really take that long anyhow, does it?
No, not at all. Really, your photo ID is really all we need.
Oh, wow.
And then we'll guide you. You know, everything's pretty much on the computer. The application is pretty straightforward. You know, where did you live? What kind of degree are you interested in? And then financial aid staff will guide people with regard to that. And that you may need to do outside of the Express Enrollment Center, but, you know, you'll need your tax returns from the previous year and things like that to complete the FAFSA, of course, and we have lots of people to help with that. But we'll get you enrolled in classes and get you moving on, you know, any goal that you set for yourself, you know, with a degree. So we're here to help.
Excellent. And give us the phone number one more time if anybody's writing that down for free massages or express enrollment or any of the great things you're providing out there.
Sure. It's 812-332-1559. Call us on the west side.
Perfect. Thank you. Stay warm. It's 18 days
Absolutely.
Until Christmas. Don't forget. Don't forget to procrastinate or don't procrastinate to forget. There's one of those two is accurate. I'm not sure which.
I love it.
Stay warm. Thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you guys. Have a wonderful weekend.